It's gotten worse. Obviously, the litter situation has gotten worse all over. For example, along the roads now, there's a lot more rubbish than what used to be. There's bags of rubbish dumped here and there, even down to things like what you can't understand at the minute as well. Bottles thrown out of cars, both glass bottles, plastic bottles, etc. And either of them, the glass bottles in particular, which I'm in a loss, there's plenty of bottle bags in every town. The plastic bottles, for example, and even cans as well, can go back now to the recycling banks in the shops. Any shop that has the recycling banks, you get 15 cent up to 25 cent back per bottle. So I'm at a loss why that is happening. But on the general part of it, the waste ends, the general household rubbish, takeaway stuff, etc., just bags and bags that are starting to be thrown everywhere, and I can't understand why, Michaela. And it's just at the stage now, it's beyond the stage, actually, to be fair, that there needs to be fines and stuff. The council need to review the level of policies, Michaela, and we need to get into a situation here where fines have to be issued here. It's no longer good enough. People are trying their damages in communities, tidy towns, rural communities, etc., keeping the place clean. And then people just come along then for whatever reason then throw out their bags, throw out their rubbish, whatever, and it's not good enough, and it has to stop. I do know as well which is not helping things, it's apparently not helping things anyway, that the way it used to be, you could walk into the shop and buy a bin bag and so on of your refuse collectors. The refuse collectors have moved away from that. They've moved away from that in recent times, in the last couple of years possibly. And they wanted all bins at the houses. That's fair enough. But there does seem to be an issue there with holiday home people and so on, because they're not in a position to live out their bins, or they're about to live it out, and there's an issue that way. But at the same time, just what I would say there is, anybody that's in that position, if you can't buy a refuge bag in your local shop where you used to before up until recently, and as a case now of ordering a bin, well, just please take your rubbish home with you to wherever you are, and that'll sort it out that way, or else ask a neighbour. As well on that. But I would just appeal to the public in general, everybody in general, that are leaving the town, whatever given night, going home, and have this notion that it's okay to throw out five or six takeaway boxes, pizza boxes, cans, etc. This is no good. Like, it has to stop. And definitely appealing to people that are throwing out bags of rubbish to please stop that. For example, there's an area here as well, West Donegal. We don't talk about it because we're trying to sort it out sensibly as such, where there's bags upon bags and bags of nappies being dumped in Kayla. Now, as we stand at the minute, that's an ongoing situation. It's been dealt with at the minute discreetly. But again, at the same time, I would appeal to the people that are doing that. You know, this is not the way to do it. Driving to a location and throwing in bags of nappies is not the way to do it. There is ways of getting rid of them. I am conscious of the fact as well, nappies and that obviously are paid weight can add up to a lot of weight. There may be a problem there as well, situation and that, so we're not going to get too much into that, but just this kind of stuff has to stop. Like, and I would say, like, particularly on the nappy end of it, where the bags and nappies are being dumped, if people are genuinely in financial hardship or financial burden, maybe it'd do no harm just to reach out to your county councillor, discreetly reach out to myself, reach out to one of the other five here, and just say, look, I'm in a position, I can't afford to pay the bin here. We're generating a lot of nappies and that here over time. Look, I'll quite happily sort out the bin for them, no problem at all on that. But I would just say, please, in the interest of safety and health and safety, kids and everything else going to certain places, don't be driving to a place and throwing out your bags and nappies. We want that to stop. Is all I can say on that, Michaela. And in general, just appealing to people in general, just please stop throwing out your household waste, because I'm going to get on to the council here. We're going to try and get a stop to this. We're going to ask them about fines and so on. It has to be better policed. It has to be more fines. And hopefully what the fines, that will stop things, Michaela, because the way it is at the minute, there was never better ways of getting rid of rubbish. You have all your bottle banks in every town, pretty much. You have the recycling machines now in various shops throughout our towns and villages. You have a recycling centre in Dunloe for cardboard, plastic, etc. You have the same in Kilkenny. Ideally, we are trying hard to get a recycling centre for ourselves here locally in Fulcara, or Dunfanaghy, either town. At the minute, that's not happening with the council, but at the same time, most people are in Kilkenny or Dunloe on a weekly basis for one reason or another, and they could bring the recycling stuff there. and it's just our appeal as well to our holidaymakers when they're here, just please respect the area and please don't throw out bags of household waste. It's not acceptable and it's not needed, it's not called for.